Looking back in the history of music, there have been a number of composers who went deaf. Beethoven, of course, but also Fauré, Smetana, and in the Baroque period, William Boyce. For William Boyce, the first symptoms of his hearing problems began when he was in his 20s, but they were not bad enough to hinder his career. He composed, and he was admired as an organist in London. In his late 30s, he was connected to the Drury Lane Theatre, composing incidental music for them. From there, his career really took off. He was appointed as Master of the King's Music, a prestigious post which meant he composed odes for royal occasions. Just at the height of his career, when he'd been employed as court composer and organist at the Royal Chapel, Boyce's hearing took a dramatic turn for the worst, and he had to resign from a number of his posts. It was at this point that he began to collect English church scores, and he compiled a collection entitled Cathedral Music, which is still in use in the Anglican Church today. I've always enjoyed Boyce's symphonies, of which he wrote 8. There's something quintessentially English about them. They're uplifting and distinctly jolly. If you listen to FMR's People of Note, then you will regularly hear the gavotte from the 4th Symphony. The symphonies were published when Boyce was 49 and beginning to withdraw from public musical life. However, he'd composed them 21 years earlier in the form of an ode or an overture for his stage works, which he was writing for Drury Lane. Today we're going to listen to the first movement of Boyce's 3rd symphony, which originally was composed as an overture to the pastoral opera called The Chaplet, which was a highly successful production at Drury Lane. The Allegro from Boyce's 3rd symphony is played here by the English Concert under Trevor Pinnock. Was the Allegro from Boyce's 3rd symphony, played by the English Concert under Trevor Pinnock. FMR 101.3.